谢神的恩典，看顾我们大家平安。
Thank God for the grace that we are all here peacefully.
我们可以一起来敬拜神。
We can be here to worship Him.
小弟奉主耶稣圣名，跟大家来查考恩典的蒙召、选召与侍奉。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we would like to discuss the topic, the calling and servitude of grace.
我们来看一节经节，请来看彼得前书第二章九节。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9.
彼得前书二章九节
First Peter chapter 2 verse 9
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有金尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
Verse 9 But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, His own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of HimWho called you out of darkness into His marvelous light?
第十节说，你们从前算不得子民，现在却做了神的子民；从前未曾蒙连续，现在却蒙了连续。
Verse 10, who once were not a people, but are now the people of God; who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
那这里圣经很清楚地告诉我们，我们现在在主耶稣基督里面的身份。是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民。
And here, very clearly, the Bible tells us our status now are the chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's people.
我们都是因着主耶稣基督的恩典，我们以前跟神的救恩没有关系的，现在我们是属神的人，是被拣选的族类。
And we were once do not have part with Jesus Christ, but through His grace, we areof his children now.
所以这里一直强调我们是有祭司身份的人。
And here emphasize that we are of priesthood.
那祭司就是要来侍奉神的。
And the job of a priest is to serve God.
在神的圣所，在他的会幕里来侍奉神。
And they're to serve in the tabernacle of meeting of God.
也就是说站在神面前来侍奉神。
And that is to say they stand in front of God to serve him.
那我们现在在读民数记的时候，我们一开始在读最近这几章的进度啊，我们都会谈到，会读到有关于神啊，他要求这些立位人、祭司他们的工作职分啊，写得很清楚。
And here, we're currently studying the book of Numbers, and we're currently reading about the job of a priesthood and what they're supposed to do as Levi.
如果是照进度的话，我们今天应该是读第七章的。
And according to the progress of our reading, Bible reading, we should be reading Numbers chapter 7 today.
第七章很长，一章里面有八十九节。
And this is a long chapter. It has 89 verses.
但是它里面有十二个记载都是重复的。
And there's 12 repeating jobs.
也就是说，每一个支派哦，每一天算。每一天哪一个支派献什么，他就重复都讲一次，很具体的讲一次，没有说参照前面就好，没有，他说也 写很清楚。
And for 12 straight days, every tribe offer their own sacrifices.
所以就很长，他写得很清楚，这个在奉献神的事情上，在侍奉神的事情上，他很具体的，很没有说很繁琐，也不会觉得说重复的不需要，他就是很忠实的把它记录下来了。
And in the work of offering, it depict detailly how they are supposed to offer to God.
那这个就是在民数记里面他所记载的有关于礼仪的部分呢、哦，它跟利未记很类似的部分。
And this part of the chapter is very similar to the book of Leviticus regarding an offering.
那民数记我们读过第一章、第二章、第三、第四章的时候，读到第三章、第四章的时候，他特别要强调有关于祭司、立位人他们的工作。
And in Leviticus chapters 3 and 4, it talked about the job of a Levi.
那其实民数记里面他记载的这个全民、哦、就是有关于男丁的人口普查呢。在第一章跟第二十六章
，and in Numbers chapters 1 and 26, it recorded the census.
这是两个两次事件，间隔三十八年。
And the span was 38 years when they took these two census.
那除了这两次全支派的 就是除了利未支派以外，全男丁的普查之外，在第三章里面记载另外两种的数算百姓。
And other than the tribe of Levi, the census was taken.
所以第三章里面他特别在讲说，他神吩咐摩西要去数点这利未支派的人。
And in chapter 3 of Number, God asked Moses to count the census for Levi.
就是说，这利未支派这些男子一个月以上的到底有多少人？
And they want to know how many men from the age of 1 month onward.
然后在第三章的第四十节的地方，
And in chapter 3, verse 40,
他要算以色列各支派当中一个月以上的头生的男子到底有多少人？
And they, Moses was instructed to count the number of the firstborn male above 1 month old.
所以是长子都要算过。
And there were to count the firstborn.
那因为长子他们跟利未人的这个数目是有关系的。
Because this firstborn male has to do with the number of the Levites.
所以在民数记里面，他这四种的那个数点有这几个重要的分类啊。
And in the book of Numbers, there are four different counts or four different categories.
算可以出去打仗的男丁。
They count the people who can go out to war.
那所以因为利未支派属神，所以他们就不算在当中。
Because Levites, they belong to God, so they were not counted.
他算利未人一个月以上生命稳定的可以将来可以服侍神的有多少人。
And they counted the Levite of all the male who were 1 month old and older.
他也算30岁以上可以现在正在服侍神的有多少人？第四章里面记载。
And in chapter 4, it recorded the people who were 30 years and older who can work right now.
所以第四章记载30岁到50岁各利未支派里面可以在会幕服侍神的到底目前有几个？
And in chapter 4, it counted the male between the ages of 30 to 50 who can serve in the tabernacle of meeting.
然后长子有几个
？And how many firstborn males？
所以这个就是在这个民数记里面一连串的有关于数点百姓的记录。
And these are the recording in the book of Numbers。
那这些记录都其实都跟我们有关系的。
And these recording have a very intimate relationship with us today。
因为今天我们是有君尊的祭司的这个身份的。
Because today we have the status of a priesthood。
所以我们在读民数记的时候。
So when we read the book of Numbers,
现在所记的这每一件事情都跟我有关系。
And everything recorded in the book of Numbers have to do with us.
因为在民数记里面第一章一强调说我们是属神的精兵。
And in chapter 1 of Numbers, it's recorded that we are the soldiers of God.
我们是被神从罪恶的世界里面所救赎出来的。
We are brought out from the sin.
是要来预备要打仗的神的军队。
To prepare to fight in the war for God.
所以你看第一章它先记载是按军队数点百姓。
And in chapter 1, it recorded the first census of Israel and the different armies.
那也就是要让他们有一个心理准备，要准备要在这个旷野的路走路上呢，过征战的生活。
And God is to prepare them to face war during the time of wilderness.
既然是军队要准备过征战的生活，就要有秩序。
Because they were prepared to war, so they must have order.
所以第二章他就记录他们百姓在行进的时候，在安营的时候，他们每一个支派的秩序应该是怎么样摆。
So in chapter 2, we recorded the order and the camp and how they were supposed to be arranged.
如果我们注意看第二章里面所记载的内容。
If we look at the detail in chapter 2,
不管他们是在扎营的时候或者在行进当中，那个约柜跟利未支派跟这个祭司都是在百姓的中间。
And no matter if they are camped in or they're marching, the Levites are within this group.
那约柜在哪里？那个利未跟祭司就在那里。
And where the ark is, the priest is there too.
那所以他这个第二章，他在强调我们要过一个以神为中心的。这个信仰的生活。
And it's telling us that we need to live a life that is God-centered.
我们要注意我们的生活，也要注意我们生活的次序。
We need to pay attention to our life and also the order of our lives.
因为第二章里面它的记载，这个次序是神特别吩咐的。
And this order in chapter 2 is specifically told by God.
是神的旨意。
This is the word of God.
所以百姓要 就要照着神的旨意这样子行进，这样子生活。
And so the people have to do according to the will of God to live and to march.
然后他们每一个支派都按照他们自己的那个旗帜哦，那在那个位置里面扎营这样。
And every tribe has its banner, and they have to live in within that boundary.、
所以他们在扎营的时候，住下的时候，就是会幕为中心，东西南北各四个支派啊，就十二个支派就围着会幕。
And when they're camp, when they're camping, the ark is in the middle, and 12 tribes surrounds that ark.
然后所以他们就照着这个神的吩咐哦，这个行进的时候就很有秩序，一个支派一个支派这样跟着。
And when they're marching, they march in order according to the instruction of God.
那接下去就第三章。
And then we continue to chapter 3.
就说这到底能够将来能够服侍神的利未人有多少？
And they were counting how many of the Levite can serve in the tabernacle.
他其实在强调今天这些能够服侍神的是神的恩典。
And it's emphasizing that these people who are serving are serving under the grace of God.
那他们的服侍，每一个人都有他的职责。
And everybody serve within their works.
所以你看，今天我们在主耶稣基督里面，我们有这个祭司的身份，是因着神的选召来的。
Because of Jesus, God's chosen, we are.Royal priesthood in front of Jesus.
我们现在请看第三章第一节。
Let's look at chapter 3, verse 1.
神在西乃山晓谕摩西的日子，亚伦和摩西的后代如下。
Verse 1. Now these are the records of Aaron and Moses when the Lord spoke with Moses on Mount Sinai.
好，他记得亚伦的儿子是谁了。
And it's recording who the sons of Aaron are.
他有四个儿子。
He has four sons.
第三节说
，Verse 3.
亚伦儿子的名字都是啊。这是亚伦儿子的名字，都是受膏的祭司，是摩西叫他们承接圣职，供祭司职分的。
Verse 3. These are the names of the sons of Aaron, the anointed priest, whom he consecrated to minister as priests.
所以这个亚伦他们的这个家族，就是神特别指定的。
And the family of Aaron is anointed specifically by God.
他们既然被神选召，他们就不可以说我不要。
If they're chosen by God, then they have to say yes.
他们没有权利拒绝说我不当祭司。
They don't have the right to say no.
哦，所以他们现在既然是亚伦的儿子，每一个就要当祭司，就要按照神的吩咐。
And because they're sons of Aaron, they have to be the priests of God.
可是第四节特别记载拿达跟亚比户这两个人。
And in verse 4, it recorded Nadab and Abihu, these two people.
在西乃旷野的时候，向神献燔火，就死在神面前。
And they died before the Lord when they offered profane fire before the Lord in the wilderness of Sinai.
也就是说，这个做祭司被神选召之后，他就要知道神的法则是什么。
And after they were chosen as priests, they have to know the statue of God.
那这两个人死，对当时百姓来说是一个很大的震撼。
And when these two people died, it was a shocking news to the people.
也就是说，神在讲这个祭司要做什么是工作，他是很严格的。
And God was telling the work of the priest, and he holds high standard.
那现在以利亚撒跟以他玛在他们的父亲亚伦面前供祭司的职分。
And Eleazar and Ithamar, they are working as a priest.
这四节在讲这个祭司，现在当时候百姓在旷野的时候，这祭司都是神选的。
And these priests were chosen by God.
这两个剩下的儿子是在亚伦面前供祭司的职分。
And these two remaining sons, they're ministered as priests under the oversight of Aaron.
他为什么特别强调说在亚伦面前？
Why does it specifically say oversight of Aaron?
也就是说，他这两个儿子要接受他父亲的指导跟教训。
Because they need to be instructed under Aaron.
哦，所以就是说，因为这个祭司的工作是学来的，他们有一个被选召之后，他们要。从他的父亲亚伦里面去学习怎么样做这个合神心意的服事。
And after they're chosen as priests, they need to learn how to become a priest of God.
那他们必须要谨守他自己祭司的职分。
And they have to do what they need to do.
神就给他们一个很清楚的指示，他说每一个人这个两个祭司要负责什么工作。
So God gave them a clear direction on what work they need to do.
哦，所以你如果我们看接下来看第三十二节。
If we look at verse 32,
这个祭司亚伦的儿子以利亚撒做利未人众首领的领袖，要监察那些看守圣所的人。
32, and Eleazar the son of Aaron the priest, who was to be chief over the leaders of Levites with oversight of those who kept charge of sanctuary.
也就是说，现在这些立位人呢、啊，他们众首领啊，他们全部都要去听，就是以利亚撒就是他们的监督人了、啊。
And the leaders of the Levite have to listen to Eleazar.
哦，那另外那个另外以他玛，他另外有记录，我们可以自己去看。
And Itamar also has his own work. So you can see the recording.
他们现在供祭司的职分，他们负责要去让所有的这服侍神的人都能够符合神的要求。
And their job is to make sure all the people who are serving can do the work properly.
然后从第三章的第五节开始到第十五节。
From chapter 3 verses 5 through 15.
到十三节，到十三节。
To verse 13.
他都在讲这个选召立位人出来做侍奉的工作。
And they're describing the choosing of the Levite to serve in the tabernacle.
这立位人是神自己指派的。
And Levi are specifically chosen by God.
我们看看第六节。
Let's look at verse 6.
你要使立位支派进前来，站在祭司亚伦面前，好服侍他。
Bring the tribe of Levi near and present them before Aaron, the priest, that they may serve him.
第七节说，替他和会众在会幕前所吩咐的，办理帐幕的事。
Verse 7, and they should attend to his needs and the needs of the whole congregation before the tabernacle of meeting to do the work of the tabernacle.
那又要看守会幕的器具，并所吩咐以色列人的办理帐幕的事。
Verse 8, also they should attend to all the furnishing of the tabernacle of meeting and to the needs of the children of Israel to do the work of the tabernacle.
九节说你要将立位人给亚伦和他的儿子，因为他们是从以色列中选出来给他的。
Verse 9, and you should give to the Levite to Aaron and his sons.They are given entirely to him from among the children of Israel.
十节说你要嘱咐亚伦和他的儿子谨守自己祭司的职任，进前来的外人必被致死。
Verse 10, so they should appoint Aaron and his sons, and they should attend to their priesthood, but the outsider who comes near should be put to death.
这里特别强调说，这些立位人可以在会幕那里来办理帐幕的事情，是神选召的。
And here says that.God has chosen the Levite to attend to the work of the tabernacle of meeting.
那选召的原因是第十二节那里说，是因为是有立位人来代替以色列人一切投生的。
And the reason why the Levite are chosen is recorded in verse 12. They are to replace the Israelites.
哦，所以十二节说，我从以色列人中拣选立位人代替以色列一切投生的立位人要归我。
Verse 12. Now behold.I myself have taken the Levite from among the children of Israel instead of every firstborn who opens the womb among the children of Israel.
十三节说，因为凡投生的是我的，我在埃及地击杀一切投生的那日，就把以色列中一切投生的，连人带牲畜都分别为圣归我，他们定要归属我，我是神。
Verse 13, because all the firstborn are mine.On the day that I struck all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, I sanctified to myself all the firstborn in Israel, both men and beasts. They should be mine. I am the Lord.
所以你看，在这里特别强调这些立位人呢，是来取代以色列当中投生的，因为投生的是神特别保留下来的人呢。
And the Levites are to replace the firstborn of the Israelites.
因为当初在出埃及的时候，以色列的长子都没有事，但是埃及的长子都死了。
And before they left Egypt, all the firstborn of the Egyptian died, but the firstborn of the Israelite survived.
因为是神钟爱他们，所以这些投生的是属他们生命是神留下来，是属神的。
Because God loved them, so God spared their life, so their life is God's.
那现在神要有指定立位人来取代这些投生的来服侍神，真的是属神的人。
And now the Levi are to replace the firstborn of the Israelite to do the work.
他在讲这一件事情的时候，他最后强调说我是主神。
And at the end, it emphasized that I am the Lord.
也就是说，神有绝对的主权。
And God has the absolute authority.
那他们这些立位祭司立位人是被神指派，是神要求要他们分别为圣的。
And the Levites are separated to be sanctified.
那既然是要代替以色列一直投生的，所以他现在需要去算以色列投生的以及算这些立位人。
Because they're to replace the firstborn of the Israelites, so they have to count the number.
啊，所以第 第十五节哈。
Let's look at verse 15.
十四节说，神在西乃的旷野就晓谕摩西说，你要照利未人的宗族家是数点他们，凡一个月以外的男子都要数点。
Verse 14, then the Lord spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, saying, 15, number the children of Levi by their fathers' houses, by their families. You should number every male from a month old and above.
16节就说，于是摩西就照神所吩咐的，就数点他们了。
And so Moses did likewise.
那表示说，现在神特别强调说，一个月以上的，就是说，通常满月，婴孩满月以后，应该就是生命比较稳定，可以长大的。
And God told them to count the number of every male from a month old and above.
也就是说，这些利未人，他们一生下来就是属神，他们就是一定要服侍神的工作。
This is to say that when the Levites are born, they are born to serve.
这是为什么我们今天，你看我们孩子一生下来之后，我们都了解说是他属神的，我们要从小训练他来服侍神、敬拜神。
And so today it's the same when we have our newborn.We want them to serve the Lord.
我们希望说，我们的孩子在小的时候就可以受洗归入主耶稣基督了。
And we hope that they can be baptized and to be under the name of God.
你看，所以我们今天为什么教会里面会接受让婴孩受洗
？And this is why the church accept newborn baptisms.
因为我们一生下来真的就是成为祭司。
Because when we're born, we are born as priesthood.
就是在神面前，在神的面前，在办理神的事情的人。
And in front of God, we are doing God's work.
都是被算的。
And we are counted.
所以一个月以外的利未的男子，通通都要算。
And all the male of the Levite, 1 month old and above, are to be counted.
将来都是在神的面前服侍神的人。
And in the future, they will serve in front of God.
所以你看，我们从小让我们的孩子来亲近神，就是为了要让他们从小习惯我们的生命是属神的。
And we want our children to come close to God from the day they're born.
那从十七节开始呢，你就看到，他们就开始算这个每一个支派。这个 每一个家族立位支派里面这个各家族他们所应该负责的工作
and from verse 17 on it described the job of the tribe of Levi and their families
那他们应该要住在什么地方
and where they're supposed to live
你看那个如果以会幕为中心
and if the ark is in the center
会幕的东边是摩西亚伦跟他们的儿子就祭司他们所扎营的地方
and on the east side of the ark it's where Moses and Aaron and the priests resides
那会幕的南边就是哥辖族的
and in the south is the Goshen
然后它的西边就是格顺族的
and on the west is the Kohath
北边就是米拉利
and on the north is Merari
所以他们在扎营的时候是很清楚的以这个会幕为中心大家都围着神啊
！And when they're setting their tent, they have the ark as the center, which means God is in the center.
每一家每一个这个家族要做什么工作，写得很详细。
And it describes clearly what each family, what their job is.
这个就是圣经里面告诉我们说，今天我们在服侍神的时候，真的我们是按次序。每一件事情都办理得很仔细。
And when we're serving the Lord today, we need to do everything orderly.
那圣经里面他在讲这些细节的时候，有时候我们在自己读圣经的时候，把它做一个表，把它列出来比较清楚。
And when we're reading the details of these verses, we can make a chart.
然后算算看到底多少人。
And we can count how many people there are.
一共利未人一个月以外的男子一共有22,000人，就是在第三十九节所记载的。
And the firstborn of the male Levi.Our total of 220,000 people.
那这个22,000人呢？后来他就知道这个名字之后，他还要再接下去算那个头生的男子，就是以色列当中头生的男子到底有多少人。
And it counts how many firstborn male they are.
所以从40节开始到51节就记载这个数点头生男子的这个数目。
And from verses 40 through 51, it counted the number of the firstborn.
第四十三节说，那头生的男子一共有22,273个。
And it says that the firstborn male was 22,273.
所以这个差别就是差了，头生的男子比利未人多出了273个了。
And the Levite has 73 more than the Israelite.
那是这样子。他说第46节说，那现在要把他们赎出来，这些头生的应该要把他 付这个赎银，把他们赎出来，来啊，把这个赎银啊奉给神。
And the firstborn are to be redeemed and to give to God.
所以你看第49节说，摩西从那被
49.
从那被利未人所赎以外的人取的赎银。
49. So Moses took the redemption money from those who were over and above those who were redeemed by the Levites.
那这个赎银是给谁呢？
And who are these money for?
一共他说一共第五十节说一共1365舍克勒。
And verse 50, a total of 1,365 shekels.
51节就摩西就照神的话把这赎银给亚伦和他的儿子，正如神所吩咐的。
51. And Moses gave their redemption money to Aaron and his sons, according to the word of Lord, as the Lord commanded Moses.
也就是说，他们现在服侍他们服侍的人啊，他们现在真的服侍人的比较少一点，所以他们现在这个多出了这273个，他们这个工作要付钱给这些啊利未支派的人来做。所以这个钱就给了亚伦跟他的儿子们。哦，这个他现在这个赎银是给亚伦跟他的儿子嘛
？Okay, the retention money is for Aaron and his sons.
啊，是因为利未人他们现在在做的工作，他们其实只有22,000人而已啊，但他们做了22,273人的工作了。
Oh, and they only have two hundred twenty thousand people, but they're doing the work of 220,073.
啊，所以现在这多出了这273人，他这个要一个人50克的，所以全部的钱就要给了这个祭司亚伦跟他的儿子们。
Because there are more work, that's why they need to give the money to the Aaron's sons.
因为祭司是为他们来献祭的。
Because the priests offer on their behalf.
啊，所以这一个在说明说，哎，神的这个作为很奇妙。
And this is to say that the work of God is miraculous.
差一点点，利未人就是跟仇生的差不多。
And the Levites in number very close to the firstborn.
这是神的作为。
This is the work of God.
那这个是神的旨意，神隐含了这个救恩的意表性在这个旧约的时代里。
And this is the will of God. This is the salvation plan hidden in the Old Testament.
然后从第四章开始，你就看到他就开始记载这个歌辖子孙做什么，革顺的子孙做什么。
And here in chapter 4, it describes the work of the Gershon and the Kohath.
他们做的那个细节，他都写下去了。
And all the details were written.
好，所以第四章也是在算这些利未支派的人是从30岁到50岁，已经在可以在会幕里面办理事情的人哪些人。
And chapter 4 describes from age 30 to 50 those who are ready or and prepared to work in the tabernacle meeting.
他们这个工作是写得很详细，什么东西是可以用抬的，什么东西是可以。用搬的，每一个细节都规定了。
And all the details were described. What can be put on what?
哦，所以最后那个数字就是在第47节、48节说，一共有8,580人。
And the number were 8,580.
哦，这个是当时候30岁到50岁可以在圣殿工在这个会幕工作的所有的人力了。
And this were This number was the number of people between ages of 30 and 50 who were working in the tabernacle meeting.
那我们从这一些记载，从这些记录里面，我们看到，要看到这个就是纯粹是神的恩典的选召。
And if we look at this carefully, we will know that this is the calling of grace of God.
神选择利未人来归他自己。
And God called the Levite to be His children.
他们是有尊贵的身份的。
They have a royal priesthood status.
所以有人说，利未人就是选民当中的选民。
And the Levites are the chosen of the chosen.
他们是代替以色列当中头生的人来服侍神。
They're to replace the firstborn of Israelite to serve God.
所以对利未人来说，他们要知道他们的身份，也知道说他们是被神所选召，是尊贵的。
So they have to know their status. They are chosen specifically, and they are a noble.
他们的生命是属神的。
And their life belong to God.
所以理所当然应该要服侍神。
So of course they have to serve Him.
那所以你看，今天我们如果每一个人都了解我们自己的身份是祭司的话
，So if today we know our status as being a priesthood,
我们就会发现说，其实我们能够有机会来服侍神，我们是充满感谢，是这个是神的恩典。
And when we have the opportunity to serve, it is the grace of God.
特别圣经在讲到这个选召的时候，都特别强调说是神晓谕摩西
，And
就是神晓谕，神告诉摩西要这样做。
Oh, and here it tells us that Moses, God spoke to Moses.
神要摩西去 去算利未人，去算这些投生的。
And God wanted Moses to count the Levite and the firstborn.
神要摩西去告诉以这利未人他们要做什么做什么。
God told Moses, what the Levites are supposed to do.
所以就是这个就是强调神绝对的主权。
And this described the absolute authority of God.
当时候这些利未人没有一个人去质疑说，为什么要这样？为什么这个抬约柜就是哥辖子孙的工作？
And at the time, Levi never questioned anything that Moses said. For example, why the Gershon has to carry the ark.
没有人在抱不平说不公平哦，为什么只有哪一个人可以做这个工作？
Nobody complained and said why this person can do such work.
他们每一个人都了解说，哎，他们能够在神的殿里，在会幕里面服侍，就是这个，就是每一个工作都是同等价值，都是有意义，都是尊贵的。
And all the Levi understood the work of tabernacle are fair, and everybody is doing it.Under grace.
不管做什么都没有关系。
No matter what they do, it's okay.
因为这个就是神的吩咐。
Because this is the instruction of God.
神要我去做的，我就去做。
And whatever God wants me to do, I do it.
所以每一个人都有一个工作去做，就是对的。
So everyone has his own work.
这个就是出于神的恩典。如果对这件事情有了解的话，我们对每一件事情的看法都会心里面都会很平静。
And if we can understand this, whatever we do in church, we will do it peacefully.
我们就不会说，哎，某某人怎么他就可以上台，他就可以做什么工作，但是我为什么不可以？
And we will never said, why can this person be on the pulpit and I can't?
我们会发现说，我们在教会的每一个服事工作都是有价值的。
And every work in the church is precious.
没有什么叫做这个叫比较高的，或者是这比较低的。
And there's no such thing as what's more noble and what's ignoble.
那我们能够来服事神。这个工作，那既然是服侍神，那我们就心里面要警醒。
And since we're serving God and doing His work, we have to be careful. We have to be careful.
我们现在是祭司的身份。
And we are of a priesthood status.
我们现在看第六节，三章六节。
Let's look at chapter 3:6.
他说：“你使利未的支派进前来，站在祭司亚伦面前，好服侍他。”
Verse 6, bring the tribe of Levi near and present them before Aaron the priest that they may serve him.
好，他们现在要进到，其实他们要进到神面前呢。
Now they're coming to in front of God.
那可是现在在神面前站了一个祭司亚伦在那里。
Now in front of God, there is Aaron standing in front of God.
所以他现在站在祭司面前，利未人是站在祭司的面前。
And the Levi stand in front of Aaron.
那所以在这里告诉我们说，诶，我们今天每一个人其实要站对位置的。
And here tells us every we need to stand in the right place.
我们应该用一个什么样的态度来服侍神，这个是很重要的。
And what kind of attitude should we have when we serve Him? It's very important.
而不是说我们觉得说我有什么能力可以做什么工作。
And it is not because we have such ability, so we should do such work.
今天如果我们了解说我们在服侍神的时候是进到神面前。然后按着次序，按着神的吩咐来服事。
If we understand today when we do the work of God, we're doing it in front of God, and we need to do it orderly.
那我们这个我们的这个在神面前就是很敬虔，就是我们就会很小心，我们每一个人自己的心思意念。
So and when we do the work in front of God, we do it with a careful heart and a fearing heart.
所以你看，那个撒母耳他从小在神面前长大。
And Samuel grew up in front of God.
那他在服侍神那个他在服侍神的态度哦。
And his the Samuel's attitude of serving the Lord.
就非常的敬虔。
It's very reverent.
他就一直是等候啊，只要祭司有吩咐，他就马上去做。
And he was waiting for any instruction from the priest.
所以你看，在撒母耳记上第三章啊记载那个神当初在呼叫撒母耳的那个过程。
And when the priest when Eli called on Samuel.
就是不是是神叫撒母耳。
When the Lord called Samuel.
但是当时候撒母耳是在祭司以利面前来听从他指示的。
And Samuel was listening to the instruction of Eli.
所以他在睡觉的时候他都还很谨慎，诶，一叫他知道说，哦，是以利在叫他的。
And Samuel was always alert. He thought Eli was calling him.
其实你看这个撒母耳当时候他是终身的拿细耳人，就是要服侍神的人。
And Samuel was a Nazarite. He was to serve God all his life.
他就是很谦卑的敬虔的态度，等候以利的这个呼召，看他要做什么，他就做什么。
And he humbly waited for any instruction from Eli.
所以当时候撒母耳他就是在以利面前学习怎么服侍神呢。
And Samuel was learning how to be a priest in front of Eli.
那这些我们你看这些利未人亚然后是祭司啊，他们在服侍神的时候， 特别圣经在都描述说他们是在办理帐幕的事情。
And when the Levites are serving the Lord, they're serving in the tabernacle of meeting.
三章的第八节、第七节、第八节都特别说。
And in chapter 3, verse 7 and 8.
民数记三章七节跟八节。
Numbers chapter 3, verse 7 and 8.
办理帐幕的事。
And those who are doing the work of the tabernacle.
所以他们在神指定的地方。按照神指定的方式来服侍神。
And in the appointed place and the appointed time, they serve the Lord.
那这些，当我们看到这些利未人他们在服侍的这个细节里面呢
？And in the serving, the detail they're serving,
他们基本上是把他们生命的精华都在神的会幕前奉献出来的。
And they serve with the best.That they have.
他们一个月以上，他们就被算过了，他们就被记录下来了。
And for those that are one month and older, they were counted and recorded.
然后从三十岁开始，他们就开始工作。
And from age 30 on, they start to work.
工作到五十岁。
Until they're age 50.
然后之后就换人继续接下去了。
And then the next group come up and serve.
所以就是说，他们整个生命的成长是在神面前。
And that means their growth were.Growing in front of God.
然后他们整个生命的精华就是在办理会幕的事情。
And the best time of their age were dedicated for the Lord.
今天如果我们了解我们的身份呢，我们了解我们是祭司啊。
And if we understand our status as being the priest,
我们会把握机会来服侍神。
We will take the opportunity to serve Him.
所以今天我们的教会目前需要工人，但是我们找不到。是愿意把他们整个生命奉献给神的人。
And today, our church have difficult time finding people who would dedicate their life to the Lord.
所以，其实我们在读民数记的时候，这是给我们一个很好的思考。
And when we read the numbers, it gives us a great warning.
我们今天做父母亲的，我们是否曾经想过，我们要为神养一些孩子来服侍神呢
？And as parents, have we ever thought to give our children or dedicate our children to the Lord?
还是我们就是想到就是我要养出一些很，比如说像医生啊、律师啊，一些在社会上很有成就的人
？Or do we only wish that they become doctor or high status in this world?
但其实如果能够为主培养一些能够将来在神面前服侍神的人，是最有意义的。
And if we can If we can teach our children to serve in front of God, this is more meaningful.
我们的生命其实在神手上。
And our life are in the hands of God.
如果我们做父母亲的有这个为主培养下一代的这个想法。
And as parents, if we have the thinking that we want to raise our children in front of God.
我们每一个阶段在对孩子的教导上都会很合真理。
So every step of our teaching will be according to the will of God.
我们会让他们一直抓住以神为中心来过日子，来成长这个目标。
And we will teach them to have God as the center of their life.
所以，凡是会让他们从这个神的这个真理上失落的每一个我们的作为都要小心呢。
So anything that could make them go astray from the Lord, we need to pay attention.
今天我们整个教会如果大家都有这个用我们的生命来侍奉神的观念。
And if the entire church has this thinking of giving our life to the Lord,
我们的教会 会一定会有很多神的精兵。
Then in the church, there will be many soldiers of Christ.
那我们就真的会做当全体的时候，每一个人都会有那个心智来服侍神。
And everyone will have the heart to serve Him.
你在看第三章、第四章的记载的时候，你看那个会幕里面很多细节每一件事情都想到了。
And in chapter 3 and 4, there are many details that were mentioned.In the tabernacle.
是全体一起服侍神的。
The entire nation was serving.
你看那个第四章那最后讲那个三十岁到五十岁，一共八千多个。
And there were more than 8,000 people between the ages of 30 and 50.
你看那个他那个会幕其实不大你就算算哈，那个、会幕不大的。
And the tabernacle of meeting is not a big place.
但是他这个里面虽然有很多器具，但是你说八千多个人在服侍神呢？
And there were many equipments there, but there were 8,000 people serving.
你就知道说，当时候这个在圣殿里面所用的，在那个会幕所用的人力有多少
？Then we can imagine how many people were working in the tabernacle meeting.
这个是全体的时候，每一件事情、每一个细节都有人在负责。
And every detail was taken care of by somebody.
所以那个会幕整个的工作就进行的非常的顺利。
So the work of tabernacle was very smooth.
你也看到说那个百姓他们跟 神人的关系最亲密的时期就在旷野的时期里。
And a most intimate relationship between the people and God were in the wilderness.
因为那个时候，你看他们这个服侍神的每一个人都互相搭配，每一个人做他应该要做的工作。
And everybody do what they're supposed to do, and they work together.
所以没有那个人累到没有那一个说祭司利未累到不行，说啊一人做好多工作，但是有人没有工作做。
So nobody was too tired or too burdensome to do the work.
那就看到说今天我们的教会的工作有时候过于集中在某一些人身上。
And in the church work today, most work were done by very few people.
但是有一些人他就没有，好像觉得说这个事情没有我的事。
And some people have nothing to do, and they don't think that they need to do anything.
那这个其实是教会的一个漏洞。
And this is the lacking of the church.
如果我们今天能够有全体弟兄姐妹一起来服侍神的概念。
And if we have the mindset that everyone needs to work.
那我们每一项工作都找到人可以来参与。
Then every work have somebody taking care of it.
那全体信徒一起成长。
Then church as a whole will grow.
因为当我们有在服侍神的时候，我们就会觉得我们有需要，我们要追求圣洁，我们要追求认识神，追求要装备神的话语。
And when we serve God, then we will have the mindset that we need to be holy, we need to be equipped to serve Him.
所以我们越服侍，我们生命越成长，我们的灵性能够越健壮。
So the more we serve, the better or the higher the spirit that we will have.
那我们如果有这个服侍的概念，很自然的，我们会看到《民数记》第六章有关于这个拿细耳人这个记载。第六章啊，我们如果有想要去服侍，有全体服侍的概念，当我们读到第六章的时候，我们就有感动。
And if we have the mindset to serve him as a whole, as a church as a whole, then in chapter six.
你看这第六章民数第六章讲这个拿细耳人的条例了。
And in chapter six, he talked about the law of Nazarite.
这个拿细耳人呢，我们先看第二节，六章第二节。
Chapter six, verse two.
你要晓以色列人说，无论男女，洗的特别的愿，就是拿细耳人的愿，要离俗归神了。
Speak to the children of Israel and said to them, when either a man or a woman consecrates an offering to take the vow of Nazarite to separate himself to the Lord.
第三章、第四章，他在讲这个只有利未支派有机会进到会幕面前，在神面前服侍神。
And it described that only the Levite have the opportunity to go into the ark to serve God.
但是服侍神应该是，如果我愿意，我如果想要服侍神，神真的也得给他一个机会。
And if we are willing to serve God, then God will give us an opportunity.
你再看这个前面的记载，都是男丁啊，男子才有，男生才有机会。
In the previous recording, They were only recording a male.
但是到了第六章以后，
But in chapter six,
他就是不分你是什么支派。
And it doesn't matter what tribe you're in.
不分你是男的还是女的。
It doesn't matter if you're male or female.
只要愿意有那个心智。
If you're willing and have the heart.
诶，神就提供了这样一个机会。
And God will give you an opportunity.
那这个叫做把自己分别出来，然后成为圣洁，然后可以归给神。在一个时间里面，你可以做这样一个服侍神的工作。
And you separate yourself to be holy to do this type of work.
那所以这个在第六章在讲这个拿细耳人呢，其实拿细耳这个意思就是归主的意思，就是归给神的意思。
And Nazarite means belonging to God.
那是离俗归神，这个我们中文用离俗，其实如果看英文或者其他的翻译就比较清楚，它是把自己分别出来的。
And it is to separate himself.
所以是分别为圣，然后归给神来服侍神的人。
It is to separate himself to be holy and to serve God.
那他就有一个程序要怎么做
？And there are steps in what to do.
那他就会规定说，哎，什么事情是可以吃的，什么是不可以吃的
？And it tells us what they can eat and what they cannot eat.
然后头上要留下一个记号。
And they have a mark on their head.
那个记号就是他的长头发。
And the mark is their long hair.
然后他要保持圣洁。
And they have to keep themselves holy.
他要这段时间是分别出来归神的时候，就要在会幕那里。
And when they separate themselves, they are doing it in front of the ark.
即使亲人离世，父母兄弟姐妹离世都不可以离开。
Even if your family member die, you cannot leave.
如果离开了就不算了，重新来过。
If you leave, then you have to start all over.
我们就看到这个第六章所记载这个拿细耳人的条例，它的一个标准就等同于大祭司的那个要求一样。
The laws of Nazarite is equivalent to the laws of the high priest.
如果我们参考利未记第二十一章，我们就会发现 他这个要求就基本上就等于大祭司。
If we get Leviticus chapter 21, this is the same requirement as a high priest.
那就是说，其实今天我们如果了解我们的身份是祭司
，If we understand that we are of a priest status,
我们今天神对我们的要求其实就是很高的。
God's requirement for us is very high.
有时候我们是自己把它降低了
，And we often lower that standard.
但是你看，今天我们在看民数记的时候
，And when we're reading the book of Numbers today,
你看这个这些在服侍神的人哦，他们其实是心甘情愿的。
And those who are serving, they're serving willingly.
拿细耳人这个条例其实是预表主耶稣基督的救恩。
And the laws of Nazarite represents the salvation of Jesus Christ.
哦，因为在旧约时代哦，旧约是这个救恩的影子而已啊。
And the Old Testament is the shadow of the New Testament.
那真正的救恩的实体在主耶稣所带来的这个恩典。
And the actual salvation comes when Jesus comes.
其实第六章这里就是救恩的预表。
And this is in chapter 6 is a prefiguration.
我们每一个人都能够成为祭司服侍神。
And every one of us can be the priest to serve God.
那我们就要照神的这个吩咐来做。
Then we have to follow the instruction of God.
很重要一点就是要能够成为圣洁。
And most importantly, we have to be holy.
要把自己分别出来。
We have to separate ourselves.
跟这个世界分别。
Separate ourselves from this world.
然后要照神的吩咐来过日子。
Then we need to live our life according to the instruction of God.
然后最后还要愿意为神付代价。
And at the end, we need to pay a price.
你看他们，他这个我们在读这个拿细耳人的条例的时候，他们整个这个离俗的日子，就是服侍神的这个日子完毕以后，他们要献祭燔俗。
And after the days of serving, they need to give a sacrifice.
那个献祭啊，他的规定要献什么
？And they there's a regulation on what they need to offer.
那这个就是每一个这个拿细耳这个分别为圣归给神，这些人自己拿礼物来奉献给神。
And all the Nazarite has to bring their own gift to offer to God.
所以你看，我们今天服侍神，有时候我们会想到说，我要从神那边得什么好处
？And usually when we serve God today, we wish to get something from God.
但是不是那个最后这个拿细耳人哦，他还要把礼物拿来献给神
？But no, the Nazarite after they finish their work, they have to bring their own gift to God.
今天我们在服侍神的时候，我们愿不愿意付出代价？
And today, when we serve God, are we willing to pay a price?
还是我们只是想要从神那边得到什么好处
？Or do we merely want something from God?
哦，拿细耳人的这整个记载，告诉我们说，今天我们会觉得说，服侍神就是一种特殊的恩典。
And the laws of Nazarite tells us that to serve God is a special grace of God.
能够服侍神是神给的，是神给我们特殊的权利。
And to serve God is the special authority that God gives to us.
我们能够在神面前被神接纳啊，这个感谢主。
When we are accepted in front of God, then we thank God.
所以我们不但愿意把自己身体献上，我们愿意付出为神付出代价。
Not only we offer up our body, we are offering a price for God.
所以这几章里面所谈到这个信息呢，希望我们弟兄姐妹能够一起来追求。
And hopefully, from reading these passages, we can pursue,
了解我们本身是蒙神的恩典被选召的人
，and understand that we're called through the grace of God.
我们愿意将我们的生命献上来做服事的工作
，and we're willing to offer ourselves to serve God.
我们很喜乐的服事神，也愿意为神付出代价
，and we serve God willingly, and we're willing to pay a price.
其实我们最后能够得到神是我们的产业
，and at the end we will receive the Lord as our inheritance.
我们是在天国里面有份的人。
And we will have part in heaven.
我们是属耶稣的。
And we belong to Jesus Christ.
所以愿主耶稣帮助我们。
May Jesus Christ
help us. 继续的读圣经，然后看到神对我们的要求，也看到神给我们的恩典。
And we continue to read the Bible and know the requirement of God.
我们今天晚上见证到这里，一起来唱诗236首。
Let us sing hymn 236.